FM 90.3 WJTL, kind of appropriate. We're playing Paul Wright because our guest today is Tiffany Wright. That is From Sunrise to Sunset, Out of the Gray, Shine Like Crazy. You're listening to a Throwback Thursday where our theme is shine. We're encouraging you to shine brightly, not only today, but in this year, to shine bright at WJTL. Good morning, Annie. I'm Fred with you, 722.
Good morning, friends. Thanks for tuning in. It's good to be with you. Weather-wise today, clouds, showers possible, breezy, high 69. On the overnight, showers continuing, a low 65. And then our weekend actually looks like it's going to be pretty wet, which we haven't been able to say for 7 or 8 weeks here. But clouds, showers, possibly a thunderstorm tomorrow, high 81. Saturday, 84, but very similar chance of showers and storms. Sunday, partly sunny. There is a chance of some precipitation, but should see some sunshine. High 85 on Sunday. Currently, we're sitting at 60 degrees in Lancaster.
And kind of appropriate that we're talking about shining the light today because our guest, Tiffany Wright, is the Executive Director of American Home Life International. And good morning again
to
you,
Tiffany. Good morning.
So great to have you here. I'm enjoying you and Annie comparing all of the, the students you guys have had and the impact. And really, that's what American Life is, shining the light to students who are coming to visit. Tell us about what you guys do. And I know you have a lot of great stories to share.
I do. So we welcome international students to come for short-term programs to experience American culture, but also some come to go to school. And the AHLI started in Lancaster, but we're now across the United States.
Wow. Amazing.
We're in 29 states.
Oh, my word.
And in the past 30 years, we have welcomed 17,000 students from 22 countries
into
Christians' homes where they have heard and seen and experienced the love of Christ, some for the first time ever.
And you were saying some, you know, you're just planting those seeds and sometimes it happens right away, but sometimes you hear decades later.
Yes, exactly. I can share a quick story. I heard last week we had a student from Taiwan that was coming for just 1 year. Before he went home, he sent me a message that said, first he wanted me to know that he thinks he had the best host family ever. They cooked foods from different countries that he got to try for the first time. They allowed him to experience American culture in their small town. But then he went on to say the most important thing his host family did was to share God's selfless love and to learn how Jesus sacrificed himself for our sins. And he said that this year wasn't just about the cool American experience. It was his opportunity to hear God's voice and to meet him personally.
Wow.
My goodness.
What an
Those
impact.
Are the stories that we pray for.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens quickly and sometimes it's decades later, but those seeds are planted of God's love.
That's awesome. So if somebody's listening and said, maybe this is for our family, what does a family do? How does it work?
Yeah, to be a host family is simply to share life with a student, welcome them into your home, treat them like a family member so they can go to birthday parties, family events, sporting games, anything that they can experience American culture. And they go to church or youth group with you, and they come to learn English, experience culture, or even go to school and get an American education. It's simple. We support our host families. You always have a local coordinator or group leader that's going to walk with you through this journey of hosting.
I love that both you and Annie have grown up being host families. And Annie, you said one of your favorite things is when your students would cook something from their culture for your family.
Oh, it was so great. I mean, they exposed us to new places we had never been. You know, I was saying to Tiffany, like, Hello Kitty. They would always bring the little gifts and they would find out how many kids were in her family and bring little things for each of us. And then my parents did a great job giving them an opportunity to, like, cook a meal from their country for us.
That's
and
cool.
And we always looked forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
We got to try their food. So that was awesome.
So there are opportunities for families to be host families, but you have something new, a new program too, that folks could be a part of.
We do. So we're always looking for short-term and academic year host families. They can contact us on our website. But this year, AHLI was approved to receive students on a J-1 cultural exchange visa. These high school students get to come to a local public high school, but they live with free voluntary families that are hosting them. And for us, we can welcome them into Christian families where they can hear about Christ. And so we have students that we don't usually get from certain countries like Vietnam, Taiwan, Thailand is another one, Spain. And so they come, family hosts them, and they can commit to one semester or the full academic year. And we're looking for at least three more host families for this fall.
For this
fall,
okay.
So it's an urgent need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If this is something you're interested, contact us on our website at amhomelife.com, or you can call our office at 560-2840, and we'd be welcome to talk with you and answer any questions you might have about hosting.
Wow, here's an opportunity for you to shine the light to a student who's coming. So if you're listening going, this sounds like a blast, I think I would love to do this, check it out online, amhomelife.org, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 717-560-2840. Give Tiffany a call today if you could sign up for that or want to get more information.
Exactly.
Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We loved having you. Back to the music we go. This is, if you remember this group, this is a throwback. Fat Chance, Sunshine Daylight on WJTL.